Blackstone Audio presents Rosemary, The Hidden Kennedy Daughter by Kate Clifford Larson. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. To those struggling with disabilities and mental illness, and the families who love them. Chapter 1. A Home Birth. Rose Kennedy, pregnant with her third child, felt her contractions beginning on Friday, September 13th. The nurse hired to attend her during the last days of her pregnancy quickly sent for Dr. Frederick L. Good, Rose's personal obstetrician, to come to the Kennedy home at 83 Beale Street in the Boston suburb of Brookline. The first two Kennedy children, Joseph Jr., now 3 years old, and 16-month-old Jack, had both been born at home, and Rose was electing to do the same with this baby. It had been an uneventful third pregnancy. The deeply devout Rose would have been acutely aware of the gift of such a healthy pregnancy in the midst of great danger. During the war years of 1917 and 1918, Spanish influenza swept the globe, killing tens of millions worldwide and debilitating millions more. By the fall of 1918, the flu's deadly march was taking its toll on the citizens of Boston. By mid-September, there were more than 5,000 diagnosed cases of the Spanish flu in the city alone. Deaths mounted daily as the pandemic made its second of three deadly passes across the nation in less than a year. The closing of theaters, lyceums, halls, and churches became mandatory, and public gatherings were discouraged to avoid the spread of the disease. Local hospitals, clinics, and doctors' offices around Boston and its suburbs were overwhelmed. Unlike other flu epidemics, which claim